The paint was still fresh, and the installation staff was proceeding in a type of organized chaos on a variety of tasks as VHS President Paul Levengood, clearly excited by the scope and presentation of the exhibit, talked about some of its high points.
We are installing right now an exhibition that will be 3,000 square feet with more than 200 artifacts, 17 audiovisual programs of one kind or another that range from video clips to immersive kind of experiences.
And he explained the exhibit has a truly comprehensive perspective.
We're saying in some ways it's not an exhibition about the Civil War, it's about the people in Virginia who lived and fought and died in some cases during the years 1861 to 1865. And so to do this, we're not just focusing on battles and leaders, although they're here. So it focuses on civilian experiences, experiences of women, African Americans, Confederate soldiers, and Union soldiers. We forget sometimes there were hundreds of thousands of Union soldiers who served in Virginia, so that the microcosm of Virginia during the Civil War really is an American story.
A kind of kiosk is the first thing visitors will encounter.
When you come into the exhibition, you will come to a central orientation point, which will have some artifacts in these cases, but on all these three sides, there will be an audiovisual program. It's essentially a 4-minute video that tries to give you some sense of why the Civil War happened when it did. And it uses all voices of people at the time. And their words describe the almost swirling, chaotic feeling of events kind of moving out of people's control. And if you see, even the graphic look of this is meant to be sort of a vortex of people and documents and scenes.
An American turning point, he said, was curated by the staff at the VHS.
This is a mock-up of a wagon. And inside the wagon, you can see a uniform coat and a sash and a cap and an artillerist. And his name was Charles Munford. Charles Munford lived in Richmond. And in July of 1862, his mother was writing letters on the porch of her house and could hear the guns at Malvern Hill. She writes these letters. She goes to bed. 11 o'clock at night, there's a knock on the back door. This wagon has been brought up with her son's dead body in it.
One of the interactive installations follows enslaved people moving toward Union forces.
First, choose your persona.
So you select either an African-American male over here, an enslaved man, or an enslaved woman, and you make your decision with this device here. Once you make your selection, live actors who are shot on locations give you some advice, or there are times where you can stop and ask them questions, and the questions come up on the screen and you select what question you want to ask them. There may be objects you can pick up and take with you. Those things may help you get to your destination successfully. So as you go along, you make these decisions.
Admission to the Virginia Historical Society is free. Learn more online at vahistorical.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.